been several years that we are co-serving with Reverend Kim as a team.
那時我就在南加州。
At that time, I was in Southern California.
金牧師就來了這裡,北維珍尼亞州。
And Reverend Kim came to Northern Virginia.
當我剛剛搬來這裡的時候,搬來這裡兩個月而已。
Just 2 months into my move to Virginia,
and 金牧師說,我們有這裡有一個 Montgomery Chinese Baptist Church 有個 差傳大會。
Reverend Kim told me that we, namely Montgomery Chinese Baptist Church, has a missions conference coming up.
他問我有沒有興趣。
And he asked whether I'm interested.
我說當然有啦。他就說你們可以來我們做一個工作坊。
And he says, well, of course, I can give a workshop.
後來他說原來你講廣東話的。
And later on, he said, oh, you speak Cantonese?
不如你做這個, speaker,
why don't you be the keynote speaker as well?
我說,不要緊,星期日跟你們分享吧,
and I said, oh, okay, I'll share with you on Sunday.
不然星期六也做吧,
and he said, well, how about Saturday as well?
我說,OK,那你要跟我祈禱吧,因為我不知道,我通常呢, 我就很少說講到連續講那麼久。
And I said, you have to pray for me then, because it's rare for me to speak 2 days in a row.
感謝主,我們有機會在這裡跟你分享,因為覺得我們基督徒真的在宣教方面是一個很重要的我們要做到的。
So we give thanks to God for this dialogue we have here. And missionary work is a very important aspect of for Christians.
咁今次主要嚟講咧，我就希望咧弟兄姊妹咧喺度知道咧嚇，宣教並唔係真係專業人士做嘅。
We need to know that missionary work is not confined to professionals.
我哋弟兄姊妹每一個人都應該係參與大使命嘅工作。
Each brother and sister need to participate in the work of the Great Commission.
我這個週末這個宣教大會呢,我就希望大家可以聽到之後呢,就能夠很直接地參與這個宣教的工作。
So it's my hope that after listening to the messages in this missions conference, each and every one of us can participate in missionary work.
所以我們等一會講完之後,我們有個工作坊的話,希望大家可以去到那裡,就真正正看到哪一方面可以參加這個Montgomery Chinese Baptist Church今年的主題是怎樣幫助這個 穿梭街角和穿梭各界的宣教工作。
So after this session, we hope that you can find out which aspect you can help in the workshops, in terms of how you can fulfill this theme across the street, across the nation, in our church.
我想問一問,弟兄姊妹,有幾多個 從來未曾參加過,亦都唔係好清楚,我哋點樣參與宣教嘅工作呢? 可以舉手。
So, any one of you have not ever participated in missions?
好消息。It's
good news.
我相信大家都很清楚怎樣,但可能我們今天有一個比較具體的方法,我們怎樣去參與呢?
So maybe you already know explicitly, but we'll have a more concrete idea today.
我們今天頭一堂的話,主要來說,怎樣可以聽聽神的話語?
In this first session, we'll focus on the hearing, on hearing the word of God.
我們可以大家一起讀雅各書第1章第19節。
We can read James 1:19 together.
你一起讀吧。
你
Take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry.
那時候,如果你看這個《雅各書》之類的背景,基督徒受到很多迫迫,很多苦難,但是雅各提醒他們,你們不要忘記,我們基督徒,我們的身份是怎樣,我們的神對我們的要求是怎樣的,所以我們現在開始看看,究竟...
So in this, the background of the book of James is that they have... That the Christians that back then were facing a lot of suffering, and James reminded them that they cannot lose their direction; they have to focus on the mission.
So, to speak simply.
Why did God save me?
我相信呢,我喺我自己嘅經歷就係呢,以前我讀大學嗰陣,有機會聽到福音.
When I was in college, I had the opportunity to hear the gospel.
咁嗰時因為好清楚知道自己個罪人,
because I was convicted that I'm a sinner.
咁好自然啦,咁我就願意接受主耶穌基督嘅救恩.
So naturally, I accepted and I received the salvation from the Lord.
And
I became a Christian.
But I
did experience a period of growth.
那時候一個很大的問題就是為什麼神要拯救了我?
A major question was, why did God save me?
當我自己審查下自己個人生嘅話,
after self-examination,
我真係感覺到自己係好唔配嘅。
I was convinced that I don't deserve all these.
但係神拯救咗我。
Yet God saved me.
咁但係我就睇過人哋話有個古人講過一句話。
And there was a saying,
他說, 如果不是沒有了上帝的恩典,
if there was no grace from the Lord,
我不知道我去到哪裡,
I don't know where I would have been.
我真的很認同這句話,
that I can really feel for this saying.
因為如果我不是神的恩典的話, 我去香港的話, 我相信已經, 坐了監, 死了很久了。
Because if not for God's grace, I'll stay in Hong Kong and I would have been sent to jail and maybe even already dead.
So, 除了神的恩典之外,我不可以給你有什麼理由,為什麼我會得到救?
So, besides God's grace, I cannot think of any reason why God saved me.
但是慢慢我有機會讀聖經的時候,
but gradually, when I read the scriptures more,
我就慢慢明白到神一早已經知道佢揀選邊啲人。
I was convicted that I gradually understand that God actually knows whom he will choose well in advance.
神嘅揀選係經過主耶穌基督。
The election of the Lord of God is through Jesus Christ.
我們的救恩是歸乎於耶穌基督,
and our salvation is based on Jesus Christ.
所以為什麼我們很emphasize,我們是基督教, 我們以基督為中心, 因為主耶穌的救恩, 是我們每一個人都接受到的。
Why do we call our faith Christianity? Because the salvation of Jesus Christ is one which all can receive.
天父不單止是愛我們,對於我們永生有盼望。
Not only did God love us and gave us the hope of salvation,
但是主亦都給了我們一個我們人生的關心。
God also gave us this love, okay. The love gift.
因为天父要荣耀主耶稣基督。
Because God needs to glorify Jesus Christ.
而我哋每一个基督徒就系天父俾耶稣基督一个爱嘅礼物。
And we are the love gift that are given by the Heavenly Father to the Holy Son.
因为咧吓，神喺世界上咧吓，睇见到主耶稣嘅完全嘅信服。
And God, upon seeing the total submission by Jesus Christ.
而这个信服就是为什么神得到荣耀。
And it's because of this submission, total submission, or complete obedience, that God is glorified.
当主耶稣基督被钉在十字架上之前,
before Jesus was crucified,
当他在这个格斯利马园里面他祷告的时候
When he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane
他曾经说, 他说你可不可以将这个杯拎走了?
He asked the Father whether he can spare him of this cup
但是不可以因为只有唯一的方法我们得到这个拯救的就是主耶稣基督为我们牺牲在十字架上
But it's not possible because that's the only way that Jesus can save mankind.
我相信主耶稣基督也会体会到
And Jesus also understood.
看到原来有这么多我们所谓没有盼望的人都得到他的拯救能够为天父继续完成天父要我们所做的工作
That there are so many originally hopeless people who because, through him,can accomplish so much in terms of missions.
So I think that 神拯救了我们就是要我们要荣耀主耶稣基督。
So the Lord saved us so that we can glorify Jesus Christ.
荣耀主耶稣基督就是要完成主耶稣基督给我们的大使命。
To glorify Jesus is to accomplish the commission that Jesus has given us.
今刻弟兄姊妹嚟到，已经好多已经听过大使命嘅工作。
Of course, a lot of you already heard about the ministry of the Great Commission.
但好多时咧吓，可能未必吓知道系点样样去投入去参与。
But we may not know concretely how to participate.
所以喺呢个雅各书第一章第十九节，我头先讲咗噶啦吓，我哋都系你哋知道嘅，你哋个个要快快去听，慢慢嘅讲，慢慢嘅动怒。Okay?
So just as what we read from James 1:19, know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger.
我弟兄姊妹，我哋响而家响呢个二十一世纪啦，我哋听到好多嘢噶。
In this 21st century, we heard a lot of things.
我哋好多时啊，而家我哋报纸都唔睇噶啦，系咪
？And we often say that we don't even look at the newspaper.
Okay, 我哋好多时就话，但系好多时啊，咩 Twitter 啊，或者 Facebook 啊，嗰啲 news app 啊，咁样样睇嗰啲咁嘅嘢。
So we just look at stuff from Facebook or Twitter, etc.
YouTube 咁，但系好多时间咧吓，我哋好多时咧。当我哋睇神嘅话语嗰阵咧，我哋冇咁注意到。
Many a time we didn't pay attention as we read God's word。
咁但系咧喺呢个雅各书第一章第二十二节就马上再提醒我哋。
But in James 1:22, James reminded us again。
佢话：只要你们要行道，唔系单单听道，自己哄骗自己。
He said, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves.
咁好多时候弟兄姊妹话嗱，我哋而家要参与呢个大使命工作，咁我哋要听到嘅话咧，点样去做咧？咁
So many people ask, in order to participate in this missions work, we listen to the word. How to do it?
咁好多时咧，我哋要睇翻神嘅话语，睇翻圣经。
So of course we have to go back to God's word.
Okay. 因为点解咧？啊，神系一个系有大能嘅沟通嘅神。
Because God is a mighty God and He's a God of communication.
佢要我哋做嘅嘢已经写晒出嚟噶啦。
What He asks us to do is all written down.
但如果我哋唔注意到佢，听唔到佢讲，你就做唔到出嚟啦。
But if we don't pay attention, we cannot hear, then, we cannot do it.
但要听到神嘅话语嘅时间系点样样咧？
But how is it like to listen to God's word?
我相信咧，我哋唔可以喺一个环境入边吓，有好多影响嘅声音去听到神嘅话语。
We cannot see God's word if we are in an environment where there are so many distractions.
好感谢主，今晚弟兄姊妹可以喺呢一度。
Thanks be to God that the brothers and sisters can all be here.
因为你周末好多嘢可以做噶。
Because you can do a lot of things in weekend.
但系你愿意喺呢度今晚喺度听。
But you're willing to come here and to listen.
我相信咧，呢个系神嘅旨意。
I trust that this is God's will.
我相信你每一个人会得到神嘅祝福。
And I trust that all of you will receive the blessings from the Lord.
咁啦，我哋再睇下啊，神嘅话语。
Let's re-examine God's word.
Okay, 神嘅话语好清楚咁讲到啊。我哋睇翻，好奇妙啊！睇翻呢个创世记圣经书嘅第一本。
God's word is written down with clarity. Let's examine Genesis, the first book of the Bible.
我哋响呢个第十二章第三节。
Genesis 12:3。
为你祝福的，我必赐福给他；诅咒你的，我必诅咒他。地上的万族都必因你得福。
I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all people on earth will be blessed through you.
我哋知道耶和华嗰阵时系同呢个亚伯拉罕嘅对话嚟嘅。
This is from a dialogue between Jehovah God and Abraham.
啊，当然啦，系。亚伯拉罕是神所拣选的一个人。
Of course, Abraham was one who was chosen by God.
而我哋基督徒亦都系神所拣选的人。
And we Christians are also chosen by God.
而呢个亦都系提醒我哋，就系咧，全世界嘅万民万族都系经过我哋系受到祝福。
And this reminds us that all the people on earth will be blessed through us.
So this is very important. This is our responsibility.
So this is very important. This is our responsibility.
This is
explicitly spelled out in the book of Genesis.
Now let's
look at the Gospels.
点解要睇四福音
？Why do we look at the Gospels？
就四福音系主耶稣基督嚟到世界上。
So, this is a record of Jesus on earth。
嗱，我哋如果想认识主耶稣基督嘅工作啊，佢所做嘅咩嘢，我哋睇四福音。
So, if we want to know the ministry of Jesus Christ, we just look at the Gospels。
咁啊，所以咧，我会睇到咧，由呢个系马太福音、马可福音、路加福音。同埋約翰福音去睇神嘅話語係點樣講嘅。
So we look at Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and we examine what the Lord said about this mission.
馬太福音廿四章第十四節咁講嘅。
Matthew 24:14。
頭先阿劉牧師已經講咗㗎啦 ，OK， 不過我再提多一次。
Well, we'll repeat that even though Reverend Lau already mentioned it.
呢個，這天國的福音要傳遍天下。
And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world.
对万民作见证，然后终结才来到。
As a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come.
福音传遍天下。
The gospel of the kingdom preached throughout the world.
对万民作见证。
As a testimony to all nations.
呢个就系基督徒嘅责任。
This is the responsibility of Christians.
这个就是大使命。
And this is the Great Commission.
係咪好清楚？嗱，我哋再睇下一節。
Isn't it clear? Let's look at another verse.
呢個好多人好多弟兄姊妹都好識噶。
Many brothers and sisters are very familiar with this.
佢話：耶穌進前來對他們說：天上地下所有的權柄都賜給我了，所以你們要去，使萬民作我的門徒，奉父子聖靈的名給他們施洗，凡我所吩咐你們的，都教導他們遵行。那我天天會與你們同在，直到世代的終結。
Then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And sure, I'm with you always to the very end of age.
呢度睇到好几个重要点，我哋基督徒要注意嘅。
There are many main points here that we have to pay attention as Christians.
主耶稣基督已经俾咗我哋有权柄去做。
Jesus Christ already gave us the authority to do it.
嗱，好多时咧，我哋冇注意到。
But many a time we did not pay attention.
啊，就。根本上理會不到，但我們再看十九節就說得很清楚，你們要去。
And it's even the picture is even clearer in verse 19. Therefore, go.
要有行為的。
This involves action.
就剛才我們說這個雅各書說的，我們要不但要聽到，我們要行道。
Just like what we read in James, well, don't just be hearers, we have to be doers of the word.
Okay.另外就話吩咐你哋要教導他們。
And then, he commanded them to teach them, to obey everything he has commanded them.
嗱，呢個就係啦。當我哋知道佢主耶穌基督吩咐咗個門徒嘅話咧，呢個就係我哋要聽道而去行道。
So as Jesus already commanded his disciples to do so, we, upon hearing, have to act, have to do it.
我而家睇呢個馬可福音第66:15。
And then Mark 16:15，
佢就話：你們往普天下去，傳福音給萬民聽。
Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation.
普天下
to all creation, all the world.
當福音仲未傳到普天下嘅話咧。主耶穌基督不會再回來的。
Before the gospel is preached to all the world, Jesus will not come back yet.
如果你覺得現在這個世界很亂亂，什麼都不妥的話，你想耶穌來的，我想一定要馬上參與去做這個工作。
So if you have a feeling that this world is in turmoil, in chaos, then you have to participate in missions, so that Jesus can come back sooner.
我們再看現在第三個四福音的路加福音第24:46-47。
And the third gospel, Luke 24:46-47.
Okay. 就是我們要奉他的名去傳。傳這個是悔改使罪得赦的道，從耶路撒冷直傳到萬邦。
And so, we have to preach, in his name to all nations,beginning in Jerusalem.
嗱，我哋睇到最後嘅係呢個約翰福音，呢個個個都識噶啦。
Last but not least, we'll look at the Gospel of John. We are all familiar with this.
就係咧嚇，神愛世人，叫一甚至將他獨一的兒子賜給他們，叫一切信他的人不至滅亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son.One and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have an eternal life.
当然啦，我哋睇到咁嘅话，好多时咧，我哋知道啊，我哋自己接受咗主耶稣基督，反而有好多时谂唔到其他嘅人。
So, this is so familiar with us, that, upon seeing that, we think of ourselves being saved, but we neglect, other people.
今年的差傳大會是提醒我們，我們的得救不只是個人，我們要得到，我們將這個得救信息要傳揚出去。
So this missions conference will remind us that this salvation is not merely ourselves as individuals, but rather that this blessing be spread to all nations, to all.
所以主耶稣基督在这个约翰福音第23章20至21节再提醒他们。
So Jesus reminded them again in John 20:21.
这都是我们的主题来的，是主怎样，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣了你们。
And this is our theme for this missions conference. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you.
最后的，我们再看到是这个《使徒行传》，是教会的开始。
Lastly, we look at Acts 1:8, which is the beginning of the church.
这个就是说 要在耶路撒冷、猶太全地和撒瑪利亞，直到地極，作我的見證。
That you have to be my testimony in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, to the end of the world.
我可以向弟兄姊妹挑戰，就係話咧，呢度有8個金句可以咁講啦。我希望你哋可以咧話背熟咗佢，就幾時都可以提醒我哋，我哋做基督徒嘅就係要出去傳福音。
So we have collected 8 prime verses here. It's my wish that all of you can recite all these 8 verses so that we know how to spread the gospel to the world.
弟兄姊妹很多時候會有一個問題，就是說，喂，我不知道自己是否已經裝備了，要怎樣出去做大使命的工作。
A question that's often raised is that I'm not even sure whether I'm equipped, so how can I participate in these missions?
我们现在看看，我们知道，当我们刚刚成为一个重生的基督徒的时间，
We re-examine the time when we were became a new Christian, born again.
那时神已经给了我们一些属灵的恩赐。
At that time, God already granted us some spiritual gifts.
可能那时我们不明白我们是哪一样的，有哪一样属灵的恩赐。
Maybe at that time, we didn't understand which of these spiritual gifts was I granted.
但是很奇妙的。
But miraculously,
在罗马书第12章第6到第8节，
In Romans 12:6-8，
那里写得很清楚，是保罗那时候写出来的，就是说到我们每一个基督徒的恩赐，我们一起读它好吗？
Paul explicitly told us the spiritual gifts for of all Christians. Let's read together.
按着所得的恩赐，恩典。话说，如果信心的程度是服侍，要专一服侍；话宽免的，要专一宽免；施舍的，要诚实；自理的，要殷勤；怜悯的人，要乐意。 这里所讲的恩赐，等下同我们所讲的，我们宣教的6个方法，是很有联系的。
These 6 gifts is closely connected to the 6 ways that we'll mention about missions.
因为我们知道，我们在这个教会这么久，不单止是初信，或者已经信了很久的。
Because we know that we have been in this church for a while, no matter whether we newly believed, or we have been a believer for quite some time.
多多少少，我哋教会边有呢个侍奉噶啦。
We have in different to different extents serve in the church.
但好多时我哋唔知道，原来我哋嘅恩赐系可以用响呢个大使命嘅工作上边。
But sometimes we wasn't aware that we weren't aware that our spiritual gifts can also be used in missions, in fulfilling the Great Commission.
或者我再講一啲比較詳細一啲嘅呢個恩慈嗰方面嘅。
Maybe I'll go into more details about gifts.
佢呢度講呢個預言。
Here, says that your gift is prophesying.
呢個預言並唔係話我哋會知道將來要發生嘅咩嘢。
This prophecy is not necessarily referring to foretelling something happening in the future.
而係講到好似個先知從神嘅話語入邊知道神嘅旨意係點樣樣，係傳述出去嘅。
But rather, as a prophet, understanding God's will from His word and then proclaiming that.
佢嘅目的就係要改變人，等佢能夠接受咗主耶穌基督。
In order that others upon hearing will receive Jesus Christ.
當然你可以話呢個係牧師嘅恩賜啦。
Of course, you can say that's the gift of pastors.
但我睇到好多弟兄姊妹咧，佢能夠咧係有呢個恩賜，佢去同人佢分享佢自己經歷嘅時候，人哋會有體會到佢會接受主耶穌基督。
But I see a lot of brothers and sisters who had such gift that when they share their testimony to others, others will be drawn close and even accept and receive Jesus Christ.
第二個講服事。
The next one is serving.
又或者有啲講係執事。
Or somebody's would say that as being a deacon.
很多時候在教會裡面的服侍啊，或者啊很多方面的，或者帶查經啊，帶小組啊方面的工作。
There are a lot of ministry in serving, like leading Bible study and leading small groups.
那那些也是一個恩賜，是神給你們的。
And those are gifts given by God.
有啲講教導嘅就係主學老師啦查經班嘅老師啦咁樣樣。
And the next one is teaching, such as Sunday school teachers.
另外下一邊咧就講到呢個又所謂佢話一個講治理或者同呢個勸化 ，OK， 一個係鼓勵人嘅又譬如見到弟兄姊妹有軟弱嘅佢會賦予呢個勸告咁樣樣
，to lead or to encourage, and that is to help brothers and sisters in those capacities.
咁另外佢話講呢個施捨，但施捨我覺得咧係一個咁嘅捐獻係比較合適。
And then it talk about mercy. It's about about offering or giving, about giving.
Yeah. 好多時咧，我哋有好多人，佢好樂意去捐錢嘅。
So there are people who often are willing to give money.
但係佢認為佢就已經完成咗佢嘅任務。
But after giving the money, he thinks that he already fulfilled his duty.
但係要多一啲嘅。
But actually, more is required.
Yeah, 因為奉獻是我們的責任。
Because offering is our responsibility.
但參與施教，宣教就是我們的任務。
But being involved in missions is also our duty.
治理的很多時候，這個就是說，這個做行政方面，能夠規規矩矩，按部就班去做事。
To lead.Means to orderly administer the ministry.
咁好多時咧，我哋弟兄姊妹咧就願意接受我哋領導人嘅帶領，去完成呢個意象出嚟嘅。
So sometimes brothers and sisters would be willing to submit to the leadership of the leaders in order to accomplish the missions.
嗱，最後嗰個佢呢個憐憫或者我喺度講係關懷嘅工作。
And lastly, mercy, to show mercy.
我哋教會你會睇到咧嚇，等間咧有教會有個異象，就係咧我哋參與呢個做一啲啊，對於呢個嗱我哋嘅地區上面嘅慈善嘅工作。
So the church has a certain vision about participating in helping on the needs of our community.
咁所以咧，等一陣間我哋會睇到嚇，我哋點樣可以去參與呢個方法。
So later on, we'll see how we can participate.
而家就係我哋參與嘅時間。
It's now time to participate.
Okay, 呢個主題好好噶，佢係穿梭街角，穿梭各界。
This theme is very good. Across the street, across the world.
並唔係話我哋每一個人一定要出到出邊離開咗美國先可以做宣教工作。
It's not necessary that each and every one of us has to leave the states in order to do missions work.
我哋喺本地嘅，我哋做啲咩工作咧
？Locally, what can we do?
你教會已經有一個好好嘅決定，係願意去參與呢個羔羊中心嘅工作。
So your church already has made a very wise decision in terms of participating in the ministry at the Lamb Center.
另外，亦都對於呢個新嚟到美國嘅阿富汗嘅難民嘅工作。
And also the ministry of helping the new immigrants from Afghanistan.
對於呢個穿梭各界嘅工作。
For this across the world ministry,
你哋教會亦都有一個好好嘅目的。
Your church has also a very good goal.
係一方面去探索一下點樣去參與越南方面嘅事工。
On the one hand, studying how you can participate in the ministry to Vietnam.
另一方面亦都再一步嘅認識多點。这个阿富汗国家的历史是怎么样他就可以呢参与这个难民工作更加有力量去做到。
And to study more about the background of this country of Afghanistan so that we can be more effective in terms of the ministry toward the Afghan refugees.
所以呢今天呢我们听到的话呢是这个教会我哋嘅牧師嗰個你呢個差傳嘅委員會有呢個好好嘅現象俾我哋睇到。
So today we have a good overview and have a good picture of the missions ministry。
咁我哋希望咧，等一陣間我哋講到呢個係呢個工作坊入邊講到呢個宣教嘅六個方法嘅話，我哋弟兄姊妹都可以。自己評估一下自己的恩賜在哪裡的而是可以參與這裡的工作
So in the workshop time you can look at the ministries the missions in more details and you can assess on what the level you can participate in missions
Okay, 多謝各位
Thank you